Step aboard Motor Yacht Unbridled, where elegance meets the open sea. Dive into a world of refined adventure, tailored experiences, and five-star service. From sun-soaked decks to moonlit dinners, every moment on Unbridled is designed to indulge your senses, whether it's an intimate escape or a celebration of a lifetime. Unbridled, where the extraordinary is standard.
Is Liam, Motor Yacht Unbridled, 191-foot Trinity. We're currently in San Diego, just left Fifth Avenue Landing. We're over at High Seas Fuel Dock. I'm honored to have Ira here from Walden Media. Thank you very much, Ira.
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure, pleasure. If you want to, you're a local here in San Diego area.
Yep, I've been here for a handful of years, and this is kind of where I run all my operations out of. So yep. Pretty much serving everywhere from Cabo to Alaska.
Oh, fantastic. That's where we're going.
Yep.
We just spent, so firstly, tell us about the Baja Bash, because that was brutal. We spent the last 700 miles on Unbridled just getting hit by those seas. But how's the fishing out there? Is it good?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Mag Bay, Cedrus Island, all those different locations. Some of the best fishing I've had has been on the Pacific side of Baja there.
That's why we're here. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
The owner loves it. We just did a successful charter in Costa Rica. So the crew are going for it. We've got a full solid month here, but kind of no break. So we did a charter for 10 days, passage for 8 days, fuel provisions. Tomorrow, Newport Show, which you're going to go to, correct?
Yep, I'll be at the Newport Show.
Fantastic. Yep. And then we go to Newport Show for 5 days, and then we prep again for Alaska, and we go north.
That's a busy schedule.
Busy schedule, but we like it. The Unbridled crew, I know the owner, he's a very motivating person, and he's pushing us for the charter program. And that's kind of why I wanted to speak to you is because, and my full disclaimer always is, I don't know anything about social media. But now after a year, people are saying, you know a little bit, Cap. You know a little bit. When I talk about professionals, though, when I talk about people like Ray or Yacht International Radio and even Alex at Yachty World, they're professionals in the field. You're a professional in the field. The question that we've kind of got today is, how do you create scroll-stopping content in the marine and fishing sector? And that's the business you're in. So kind of tell me how you got into it first. What's the story? What's the IRA story?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, yeah. So I grew up in Oregon originally. So that's where I'm from. And when it came time for me to look towards higher education schools I wanted to go to, my main criteria was I want to go where the fishing's good.
Okay.
So I looked in Southern California and I looked in South Florida. Those are like the areas that I looked. I ended up here in San Diego. I went to the University of San Diego, studied marketing, studied economics there. And right out of the gate there, as soon as I started there, I knew I was interested in business and in particular marketing within what I was passionate about, which was fishing.
Yeah.
And so my first introduction to that world was in 2019. I got a job doing the social media for a fishing rod company.
Okay.
So it had been a company
2019, pre-COVID.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So it's been 6 years now, which in many industries, I think 6 years is not that long. Okay. But with how rapidly social media evolves, if you're living in that world every single day for 6 years and understanding how it evolves, you can have a really robust grasp of it because of how fast it changes.
Understood. Okay.
Because from pretty much 2019 until now is what I call like the TikTokification of social media.
Okay.
Because really during COVID is when TikTok came out, and TikTok completely changed the social media landscape. Everything changed.
But we're not talking marketing here. Like the connection between social media and marketing.
I see them as the same. I mean, granted, marketing's the more general term, and it's going to include live events, email, paid social, paid search, web design, all these different things. But really where I see marketing right now is social media. Due to just the sheer amount of time that people consume content and spend time on social media, I think social media is the most important avenue for marketers to work on.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I've been blown away. I really have. In the last, I think we have 24,000 followers on one account, and we have the Yacht Unbridled account. We're more professionally run for the high-end user and the brokers. And then on board, we have 4 or 5 crew that we're encouraging to build their brands. So we're talking about a brand. When someone comes to you or they kind of looking for, their generic questions are, how do we create a brand or how do we get exposure? I guess is that the word?
Yeah.
Because those who aren't professionals, though, we don't know the lingo. So how do we get exposure?
Exposure, brand awareness.
Brand awareness.
That's kind of what I would classify as the primary goal for social media is to generate brand awareness,
okay.
Which I see as impressions. How many eyeballs you have on your brand.
Views, likes, comments.
That's views and likes are going to be, or likes, comments are more on the engagement side.
Okay.
I look at kind of the high level, how many physical people are seeing the content. And so that's your views, that's your impressions, that's brand awareness. And so that's what I pitch to a lot of different brands, whether it's a fishing company, yacht brokers, yacht brokerages, is looking at this high level approach. How can we capture as much attention as possible? Because really that's what marketing is. It's
capturing attention. But, and then this is a captain's chat. So it's on the bridge here, remotely on a mobile. It's pretty open, you know, the conversation and all that kind of going in different directions. We've already got some questions coming in as well. And I've got some questions here for you that people have sent. But you talk about engagement. The content that we do on Maori Island Bride on the crew account or the vessels account, we can get a lot more engagement if we do more drama. We do more below decks. Oh, a crew got fired or this happened or that happened. But from a brand's perspective, we don't want that. So how do you then find that balance? Because a couple of times I've had some situations on board and I've said, crew, what do you think? And then the crew will say, well, Captain, I don't know. People mightn't like that issue. I said, but there's always issues.
Yeah.
This is the maritime sector. The ocean wins every day for me.
Totally. Totally. And I think that's the challenge that a lot of brands have to figure out is like, we don't really want to air our dirty laundry on our social media, even if that is what's going to get the most engagement or impressions.
But you agree, it is going to get the most.
It likely will. So my challenge is always, how do I create
professional?
Because the challenge is a lot of the really highly produced content, super professional, doesn't perform well. So it's finding this balance of authentic, real, but also providing value to the brand and striking this balance of making sure that one, yes, it's going to be seen by a lot of people, but it puts the brand in a positive light.
Yeah, true. Actually, I mean, I always have this saying on board in any role, you don't know what you don't know. So I don't know about marketing and social media and digital marketing. And that's why I rely on people like Yachty International Radio and Ryan Alex and Yachty World. And even Oriana, have you met Oriana from Yachty Media? They're beautiful people and they're doing amazing things in the industry. But there is a fine balance. How do we as captains, and this is kind of one of the questions I've got here, is as a captain, how do we look at our programs and decide, do we need influencers? How do we create more brand awareness? Before you answer it, the way I got into this is because the owner wanted me to build presence for Maori Island Bridal to attract charters. That's the goal. There's no other goal. We're lucky that people have given us Mission Tiburon hats and liquid hats and Fifth Avenue. We're very blessed on Bridal. The crew love all the different uniforms and gifts we get. But our goal is to get charters. But there's a fine balance that we're finding between, you know, what is the brand awareness? What are we creating? So how do you kind of use your skills without giving away your secrets? What's a typical day like for Ireland? Like I saw the post that Carbo.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? What is the nuts and bolts of what you do?
Yeah. So that's one thing that I'd advise captains and kind of this whole industry is to show that authentic side of it, obviously in the most positive light you can. And so that's what that was video was. So I had a yacht broker that had a Viking for sale in Cabo. And there was a really tight window where the broker was going to be there. The broker spends half his time there. And the owner lives in LA, but he was going to be down there.
Okay.
So he was going to run the boat. And so we had kind of this 24-hour window to do a really fast turnaround, fly out of San Diego, down to Cabo, take the boat out, photograph it, get video of it, and then fly back. So that's where a lot of the work I do is for brokers and brokerages, helping them sell boats and stuff like that. And so for them, a lot of
sell individual boats, but also raise awareness for their brand. Like
exactly.
Jeff Brown, you mentioned you're working
exactly.
with.
Exactly. So for a brokerage that has new boats, we're trying to develop kind of lifetime content that can live on for their brands because they carry the brands.
Yeah.
But then for individual brokers who just do used boats, we're focused on just one sale.
But perfect. So for you, there's a big difference between the word influencer and marketing, you know, strategist or manager. What you do is you got the pictures you've taken of the drone footage around the bow of that boat and that Viking.
Yeah.
That's a skill set that no one has. Well, very few people, like a 1% of the yachting sector we can all fly drones, they say, but they can't fly a drone that captures the water coming off the bow of a Viking.
That's the challenge. That's the challenge. And that's kind of why I've really gone full speed and full steam ahead into my world and in the job that I'm doing in the company that I've built, is because there's not many people that can do that. And then the number of people that can merge both like technical drone videography and photography and marketing know-how is a small number of people.
And then you even get smaller. We have a videographer on board, and but he's not a photographer. So and I kind of started to speak to him. He goes, "That's." And I learn. I like to learn. I like to be vulnerable on the boat. And I don't know is why, you know, I kind of say, I don't know what I don't know. So excuse the questions. And he talks about frame per second. I absorb this. But he's going, well, if we want to do that, Cap, we need a photographer.
There,
and I'm like, that's
a whole nother thing.
Oh, this was all the same thing.
There's so many different ways to go about it, because you have really, you know, you have photographers and that's, they just do still photos. You have videographers, they're shooting video. And then you have marketing professionals that are then directing and curating the content that's shot to reach the maximum number of people.
Understood.
And so,
and they narrate the picture, they talk about the
marketing professionals. And they're going to put input in the production, the pre-production, you know, okay, this is the style of shot we think we want because we think this will perform well with this group of people or something like that. So that's what I offer people, is I say, we do all of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's photo, video, and the marketing side of it, which really, you can have beautiful imagery and videos, but if they're not crafted in a way that's going to see a lot of people, it's just nice to look at.
Yeah, it's funny. A couple of people started to ask me for advice because we're doing some good things. But what we're doing on Mighty Yacht Unbridled is purely because, you know, the owner's demand or desire to want to build an exposure. So we're just trying to be authentic. And when I spoke to the brokers, I was like, so what's the real asset of Unbridled? You know, what's, as a broker, what do you look for, you know, in a yacht? Because every yacht's quite similar. Bow, stern, two sides, glossy, lovely. And they said the crew. And I said, well, I love the crew. Pick me. You know, so that's where I've started this platform of Mighty Yacht Unbridled and Captain Liam. But what I'm struggling with is, and I advise a lot of people who ask me, get a professional. Get a company to take your content or edit your content. Don't try and do it in-house too much. What we do on Unbridled is everyone does it a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's a collaboration of people who do wellness and people who, like Sam, the chief studio, does wonderful with yacht and yoga. Olivia's a mixologist who does wonderful with Sips and Sails. We've got Zara, who you've met, but they're also a crew. You don't see them with phones.
Yeah.
You probably haven't seen anyone with a phone.
Yeah.
They're all doing their jobs, number one. And I say above that, if you just post a little bit, just help raise awareness, because the more we do as a crew to collaborate and help the industry, the better we can get awareness to these brokers. We're good people. We love what we're doing. We're passionate.
I think you guys have done a really, really good job. I think of any charter yacht that I've seen, no one takes it to that level of authentic personability that someone can see from the outside and get a true sense. Because everyone can hire a video production agency to make a glossy video. And that must look nice. But what you guys have been able to show is an authentic look inside the personalities of the crew, because that's what's going to make or break a charter for someone.
Okay, you're right.
You know, you have the capabilities of the boat, the services that are offered, the destinations, but it's the people that you interact with and that experience. Yeah. I really think in most businesses, the people are going to make or break it.
True, I agree with you. But then I'm a bit worried, to be honest with you, and I'm very honest, having a peppermint tea here, is, you know, the vulnerability. I see, you know, a lot of people saying influencer, the word that, or chefs are becoming influencers or captains and all that. That's not your main job. Or do you think people get carried away with it? Think, oh, you know?
That's a challenge. I think for certain people, that's what I help a lot of yacht brokers with, is building their personal brand.
Okay.
You know, so for them, I think about it like this. If a yacht broker is an influencer, they're going to get a lot more leads and they're going to have a lot easier time selling
their boats. They will do that.
Oh, absolutely. Because they just have an audience.
Have a platform and an audience.
That they can uniquely message to. And so that gives them more reach.
And are you finding a lot of companies now are using like in Instagram messages and different things like that? You're finding many people can engage that way through digital marketing, like DMs and LinkedIn and
absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean that's how we met.
Yeah, true. Actually.
That's how I handled my own marketing.
How did we meet? I saw some content.
You saw a video that I posted and you sent me a message and an inquiry on my website, and then I reached out to you. So
I'll pop the system. I value quality. Above all, I value quality, and people have this skill set, and I don't have that skill set in the digital marketing. You know, my job is a yacht captain. Full stop. You see me with the crew teaching the first officer how to dock. You see, that's my job. All of this above that is me really pushing the Motor Yacht and Pilot program because I believe in it.
Totally. And I think that's the way for yachting professionals to view their job. It's like, if you're a captain 100% of the time, like that's your job, that's good. Any extra time that you can spend building the brand is an added bonus. But I think what the bad case or the scenario wouldn't be good is if you're, well, I'm going to do 90% of the captain's work and really focus on the influencer stuff.
The brand
that's not the goal.
No.
And so that's what where I treat my own stuff too, where I dedicate, 100% of my attention to helping my clients succeed and get maximize their awareness.
Lovely.
Any extra time I have outside of that is when I focus on my own brand. And I think that's how any professional where they're not a full-time influencer, that's how they can treat it. Do your full-time job, whatever it is, any extra time outside of that is when you can focus on building a personal brand and helping.
Exactly. That's what I kind of say to the crew. Use the vessel as a platform, take your content, but in your personal time, then we post it or you schedule it to be posted. That's your brand, because when I look at resumes, I now look for Instagram, LinkedIn in particular for the officers and the professionals. So LinkedIn's a big one for me. But then I also look at Instagram or the TikTok even to see the personality beside it. But the yachting industry is getting a little bit towards that, influencer phase. And I'm kind of like, be wary, people, because your number one, you have to do your job first. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a broker, whether you're a captain, whether you're a chief officer or a chef, do your job, number one.
Yeah.
That's how you measure.
If you fall short on the job side of it, there's going to be problems. If you fall short on an influencer side, that's okay.
So what's the, perfect, another question I got for you. What's the best way to showcase a luxury experience without coming off as over-edited? Is probably the word I've got here from someone.
Yeah.
And we leave the proper editing to the professionals. Like yourselves, or like Alex, even Raya, they do the Motor Yacht Unbridled luxury editing. So how do you find that balance between authenticity and luxury, I guess?
That's my number one challenge.
Okay.
I'd say striking, because for a lot of my clients that are selling, yachts in the 7 to 8 figure price range, how do you, show something that's personable, authentic, and entertaining, but also holds up a really expensive brand image?
Yeah.
And that's the challenge to figure out what that balance is. And so what I've focused on, because if you focus on just like, we want ultimate high-end luxury and we want the most polished video possible, it's going to flop.
Yeah.
And really what I've seen over the past 2 to 3 years on social media.
It's good to have it on the record though. It's good to have it on the file.
Oh yeah.
It's
great to have. And if you're running, a Super Bowl ad or something like that or anything. So like, if you look at like all, whether it's high end fashion or jewelry, Rolex, someone like that, their videos are going to be beautiful and fantastic. But if you notice, they don't perform well on social media.
You're right, actually. Yeah.
And so that's where what I've done for a lot of my clients that are on the yacht sales side is focus on educating the consumer, because that both holds up the brand image, but also provides value. We don't have to go into the drama side or something like that to get clicks. We focus on delivering educational value and showcasing the product in a positive light to help the sale.
That's a good point. I mean, for me, I've seen some of the things we've done on Unbridled. We've got a lot of exposure. Like, we do bunkering videos. People love it. But I'm like, look, I'm not trying to sell bunkering videos though. Yeah. And a lot of people say, well, we need to do more of those. And I said, we're the crew. Like, we'll do tutorials, we'll do educationals, we'll keep it neutral across the board. We're not going to favor towards the clicks and the likes. And a couple of our videos have gone viral because of the drama of a passerelle or didn't understand the whole story. And I keep going, yeah, that's fine. That's part of it. But that's not our true story. Our true story is we're a beautiful crew and I love them and we're passionate and we're going to some awesome parts of the world.
And I think that's what the real value that you guys can showcase is.
Okay.
Is
that authenticity.
Is authenticity a real look into what a charter experience looks like? Because the charter experience for you guys is really luxury and there's incredible experiences that guests can have.
Yeah.
And the best way to showcase that is, if it shows a really incredible location or experience, then people can see that online and relate to that.
That's why I think companies like yourself should come in. Since I've started this journey, from the very start, when the brokers and the owners, everyone talked about it, I said, go for it, you can do it. And I said, I can do one thing. I can, I
can
showcase authenticity. I can,
yeah.
But I do scripts and I, you know, I do what I do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the crew are beautiful. I want to have the freedom. But the author, the luxury and the lifestyle content, that should, I really feel like, should be outsourced to a company like yours or Motor Media or the International Radio that have the skill set. Because I think too many captains that I'm meeting are going, I don't know what to do. I said, well, don't do it. Outsource it. Put it on a budget.
Yeah.
Like environmental sustainability, like crew development. If we can work with owners and put these things on budgets to say we have a $10,000 budget a year, it's not enough, but it's a start. Therefore, we can get someone a couple of posts a week, yeah, or a month, you know.
I think that's a really good approach. Yeah. And I think more and more.
And that's your company.
That's my company. That's what I do. Pretty much anyone in the yachting industry,
yeah,
any company, individual, boat, I help them succeed on social media. Because it's a challenging world to strike that balance between, you know, whether it's selling an experience or a boat and not just going for drama clicks.
Yeah.
Which is an easy way out, but it doesn't build long-term.
Exactly.
Brand value.
Yeah, true. We have another couple of questions here. What makes content resonate with audiences in the marine and fishing sector specifically? Because obviously it's different. It's different, mm-hmm, to software and different things. So the marine, yeah, and fishing sector, what makes the content resonate? Like if you're going out there, is it the drone footage? Is it the live shot? Is it the lifestyle shot?
So I think there's strategies that I take that can apply to any niche. And obviously I know fishing and boating best, so that's what I can... Yeah. What I go for, but
don't give away your secrets either.
No, I'll give away some good secrets. One thing that I've really focused on recently and I've seen a lot of success with is holding someone's attention the longest is the best way to go viral.
Okay.
Or to get them
holding someone's attention the longest. So in
the longest
scroll stopping.
Yeah. So it's two parts. It's one, in the first 3 seconds of your video, you have to stop someone's scroll
with a hook.
So
a hook is something that catches you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I learned this the other day,
yeah,
with the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah.
I
crowned
myself. Yeah. Tip your water on your head. And so I was like, that's the hook. I'm like, all right. So I looked it up.
So yeah, totally. So that 3 second hook that's what's going to stop someone. If you can't stop someone, your content's never going to be seen.
Okay.
But what I've realized is now equally important is what's going to hold them through the rest of the video.
All right.
And so it's one.
First 3 seconds and then jump into the video.
And then figuring out a way where this person, that a viewer, is going to get a payoff by the end of the video.
Understood.
They need to, in the first 3 seconds, it's the challenge. And this is why it's a hard industry to succeed in. And,
yeah,
and the people that can do it well do really well. Is within 3 seconds, you have to tell someone, this is why you should care. One, you need to stop. And this is why you should watch for the next 30 to 50 seconds. Why you should care for what's going to happen at the end.
But that's I'm a believer in consistency.
Yeah.
My family, my kids know, my beautiful son, they have this saying, persistence beats resistance, Dad. You taught us that. I said, yes, kids, you're very persistent sometimes. Like, well, you give up, Dad. You'll get the holiday together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I do is try and do just be consistent. But so at every single post, though, should you push a hook and then a story?
I'm all about testing.
Okay.
I'm all about testing. I'll like A/B test different hooks. So I'll have two identical videos, but the first 3 seconds are different.
Okay.
And I'll post them both at once and watch which one performs better. And so then I'm learning, I'm always testing different hooks,
okay,
different strategies, what's resonating with people,
okay,
to successfully get someone to stop scrolling and pay attention. Because at the end of the day, like all of social media breaks down to attention. That's
Understood.
Kind of what we're, the currency is people's attention.
Yeah, true. I appreciate it because for us, it's a story. I've done this because of the story. I love that we're in Newport here.
Right.
So San Diego, we're going to Newport, we're going to Alaska. That's what we can sell. But I don't have the marketing skills to turn that story into my point with being blunt is to turn that story into charters. And that's the leap that,
yeah,
I'm struggling with.
Well, it's how do you take...
I'm not a broker, you know?
How do you take a... 4 or 5 week, 4,500 nautical mile journey into a 45 second story.
45 seconds.
That's then going to motivate someone to reach out to book a charter. So like, that's the challenge,
yeah,
that we're working with is like, how do you create these, you know, some, whether it's a day trip, a week long charter or something like that. How do you communicate that story in a short form kind of bit that can then motivate people
to. But honestly, too, it's the way I look at it, too, it's not my responsibility.
Yeah,
that's very deflective of me. But as a captain, my responsibility is the ship safety, the crew safety, and so forth. So that's what we have brokers for. That's what we have a wonderful charter agent. We have a wonderful company, Northrop & Johnson. I'm real proud to be working with and work with them for years and years. But I still have to push the needle.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were saying, we're doing well. But people see Unbridled and I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
That's enough for me.
Yeah.
And that's my kind of goal is to say, as long as you know the word Unbridled and you know we've got a good crew that really try hard and are individuals and are strong, you know?
No, I think that's the goal is because essentially marketing is just telling people that you exist.
Okay. Another one here is what's the biggest challenge you found on a day? You know, when you go to do a shoot or something, is it the people don't react or you get some pushback or the weather? What's your biggest one?
Probably the number one issue is weather.
Is it?
Yeah, just because that's what I schedule around the most. Just because, especially in San Diego, here in Southern California, we get so much cloud cover. Especially May, June, May gray, June gloom.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just get cloud cover that rolls in and, like, photos aren't going to look great. Okay. So for, like, a rugged fishing boat, those photos will look good.
Yeah.
You know, that works. But for a luxury yacht, those photos aren't going to look as good. You know, we want bright blue water.
Exactly.
And so I'd say weather's probably the number one thing that I'm working around the most.
So when you schedule it. Oh, that's good advice. Yeah, it's tough for that one. For me, I just roll with it. Rough, beaten up. For me, I'm in the business. I'm a little bit different, you know. Another one here is where do you see Waldman Media in the next 2 to 5 years? Or what's your kind of goals or visions?
Definitely. So right now, it's me and 3 part-time workers.
Oh, wow.
Which is really great. One of them's starting full time.
They're not AI; they're real as well.
Real people.
Real people. Damn.
Real people.
They still exist.
Yeah. three people working.
Us in 10 years will be saying real people.
Yeah. I mean, that's AI is definitely transforming our business really fast.
That's one I've got. I got 4 or 5 questions about AI.
It's huge. I use it every single day.
Yeah.
I can go in depth on AI and the ways to use it because there's some really interesting and valuable ways. Use it, especially in social media marketing.
Well, maybe we'll have another chat maybe at the end of the show or during the show about that because it's a lot of people are asking me about it. I see it. I do use it. I engage with it. I want to know more.
Yeah.
I'm hungry to know more, especially about like the automation for me of a ship in weather. Like how are we not figuring out the best passage weather-wise and speed-wise and vibration analysis-wise to help make these ships the most fuel efficient, environmentally conscious?
It's really interesting.
That's my captain brain thinking how to maximize the
because AI is learning so fast and evolving so fast. Yeah, I mean, what's happening today is going to change in a week, 6 months, a year, in 2 years. It won't be recognizable. It'll be completely different.
They are looking forward to it. It's like now, like, what's the most cost effective way to provision in San Diego?
Yeah,
I look it up and I'm like, all right. And the chef's already got it. My chef's Calvin is world class. He went to, you got a Cisco membership there from a company, delivered in a pallet. And Chef Calvin I looked at the dock. I'm like, oh, that is world class. That is the most cost effective, good quality produce that a boat could buy.
So for questions like that, it's a really good way to either fact check or organize. It's really good with data. Like if you give it a lot of data, it can give you some really insightful answers.
It's done on Excel spreadsheets.
Yeah. You could dump an Excel spreadsheet in there and be like, give me insights based on this. What I'll do. What I've been doing recently that really helped me is I will upload every single social media script that I've done, say, over the past month. I'll give it 15 scripts and say, okay, this is my style. Based off my writing style, can you create me 5 more for these different boats? And then I'll spit back in my own wording. So if you give it the source material, it can give you good results back. Where the challenge comes is when you don't know what source material it's using.
Because
there's plenty of contradicting things on the internet that it's pulling from, so it can make mistakes.
Yeah, it's kind of like the way I look at it, and I kind of speak to it. It's Google. It's the new Google.
Yeah.
So forget Google, what you used to do, correct?
Google, absolutely. It's the new search engine.
It's Google, new search Google's engine.
Done, and now Google's utilizing their own Gemini. That's their AI, and so that's coming in. But regular search engines are going to be coming.
All right. Well, we usually do 15 minutes. Well, I've gone over this one. I try to always keep it at 15 minutes. To make it scroll stopping or something. It's the lingo. But I really love this chat. I think we're definitely going to do an AI one in the future. I don't get any kind of advice. There's another couple of questions I want to get to, but have you any advice for kind of captains out there, crew, or people in the marine sector, commercial fishing, sports fishing? What's your kind of 3 or 4 takeaways that you want to say to them? Okay, this is a path you take, except calling you.
Yeah.
That as well.
Yeah. I think the number one thing to focus on is personal brand. I think it will become
of the company or of the individual.
Both.
I think it's important now. I think it was probably a little bit less important a couple of years ago. I think in a couple of years, it will be vastly important. I think people care about other people less than they care about brands. People want to connect with individuals. And I think that's where a lot of consumer trust can be built, because someone could look at Unbridled and say, okay, look at this incredible charter yacht. Seems interesting. Or they can see, I watch Captain Liam. I trust him because I see the value that he brings.
That's nice.
You know, so it's someone can see the personal side of it and build a lot of trust around that.
Understood.
And I think that is where we'll see marketing, social media marketing go, you know.
The next level.
The next level.
So a combination of that and AI.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty much, it's going to be personal brands, I think, will drive most things. That's why, you know, this is an interesting thing to notice is 3-4 years ago, Mark Zuckerberg didn't really, you know, runs Facebook and Instagram, but like there wasn't a lot of like his face. People are kind of like, he's a strange person. He's doing his own thing. If you look his account recently, a ton more personal looks into his life. So if he understands the value of personal brand,
understood,
you know, understood. So that's people in whatever business they are, people are connecting with other people. Okay. And so for anyone that's a broker, a captain, anything like that, be a person, because that's what people connect to.
Okay. Good to know. I mean, I get a lot of leads and different things and people connect through me, and then I'm kind of like a channel. I divert to different people, different brokers.
That's perfect.
You know, Oliver Johnson or the Chief Stew, if you need any, but reach out, Captain Liam, Nutty on Unbridled, or the different YouTube, Instagram, and all that. How do they find you, Aaron? Waldman Media?
Waldman Media.
Waldman.
Yeah, so on Instagram, it's waldman.media.
Yep.
And the website is www.waldman.media.
Perfect.
And people can fill out a form, they can DM me, anything like that, so I can help them build their brands.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming along today. I know I've got a bunch of questions. I think we should sit down and do another longer form podcast where we talk about it all. So I've still got like another 10 or 15 that we can go through. Is there anything else you wanted to go before we go? I've got here any hacks for solo creators or captains who don't have time to edit. That's a good one. We'll do this one because the time between capturing and editing it, some people say it's 30% to 70% editing.
But it's so much editing. It's so much editing. I spend 70% of my time. I have two guys who edit for me too. That's how much edit content.
Well, that's where your content's next level. Like from the, to be honest with me, that's why I do the videos.
Yeah.
Because I'm not good at editing. I don't have those skill sets. I remember the younger crew like, do this. I'm like, can I just put it on the computer first? And that's the first step.
The easiest video to edit is a well-shot video.
So
when you're talking to the camera and stuff like that, the fewer mistakes you make, the easier it is to then post it.
Okay.
You know, the biggest
crop challenge. Crop the start, crop the finish.
Exactly. Like try to be a succinct.
Intro, outro.
Yeah, so you just have to cut the beginning, cut the end, and post it. The biggest challenge I have is when there's a lot of stuff in the middle that I'm trying to figure and cut out and add in and rearrange.
Yeah.
So it's like put a lot of time into just like planning out the video. A lot of people I think will kind of just like free ball it and kind of figure it out. But what I've been doing recently for both myself and clients is scripting out videos beforehand.
That's the next level.
Whether it's bullet points or it's a full word for word.
Yeah.
Familiarizing yourself with that makes it easier.
We do some photo shoots on board, we kind of try and do one every 3 months. We bring in a bit more of a specialized team than we would prior to International Radio. She'll send us a script of kind of what shots we're after. Mm-hmm. And then that gives us the guidelines.
Yeah.
They're the days I really enjoy because it's kind of sunshine and we pick the right weather. We have fun as a crew.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Whether we do it ourselves or outsource the photography and the video and go from there.
I'm looking forward to seeing that in Alaska because that's going to be a whole new new environment for Unbridled.
Yes. I don't know. I had a vision of trying to do it, but I don't have the mental scope, I guess, which is a cop out, you know, but you know, I don't have the mental scope to understand how to create it. The story of Unbridled.
I'll fly up to Juneau. We'll do it.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect. Cool. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Awesome.
Any questions? Let me know. It's Liam, I'm Nody on Unbridled. Thanks everyone for helping Nody on Unbridled get here. The Captain Zach, Captain Trevor, Serengeti Shogun. There's a lot of good advice. Captain Baron, even on Scorpio. Everyone gave me a lot of good advice how to navigate the Baja Bash. The crew arrived safely. Ira, they can find you at Walden Media, walden.media on Instagram.
And website.
And website as well. That's the best format. If you need a professional in the business, Ira is the one.
Thank you.
If you want some different content, which is a bit educational, it's a Liam Devlin style, keep watching us. Like, subscribe if you can figure that one out. If not, have an awesome week. Stay safe, be blessed, and enjoy.
Thank you.